When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, hey, it is... Well, it's a pretty kind of dark and Sunday morning out here in the Pacific Northwest. We've got a major weather system moving in, but I've been talking to the weather angels and asking them to calm it down, calm down that wind and so forth, but it's supposed to kick up later this afternoon. But a good day to just hunker on in and listen to Animal World, especially since we lost an hour of sleep last night. And, of course, those of you that didn't move your clocks forward, you aren't with us yet, so you won't know you're an hour late until you tune in, and we've been on the air for an hour. We have a full house today. Across the desk, as always, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are we looking for this weather system that's supposed to be coming in and blowing us around this
afternoon? Well, they say it's supposed to be big, but not everybody's saying it's supposed to be big.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. Whenever NOAA and the National Weather Service issues a strong wind warning, that means that they're not kidding.
Right.
And they have issued it. However, there are other weather experts who are debating whether the storm's going to be as the winds are going to be as strong as they are, not only the sustained winds, of which they're predicting 20 to 30 miles an hour, which is pretty heavy duty for sustained winds, but the gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour, that seems to be where the debate is centering right now. But I think to be on the safe side, let's prepare for strong winds, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And I last report I heard that they were supposed to be strong, like between 2 this afternoon and like about 8 tonight, calming down. I have to say that the predictions were stronger, like Friday and into yesterday. I was hearing, you know, like 30 to 40 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 60 or 70 miles an hour. And of course, then I started talking to the weather angels and said, hey, how about we just calm this puppy down and let's slow those winds down and all of that. And then I was amazed the next time I heard a report, they had lowered the estimates of the wind. So I think that the powers are working to calm it down, but be prepared. I know I'm all, of course, been having power outages on and off all through the winter, so I'm all prepared as best as I can be. So we'll just hope that it doesn't come through as strongly as predicted. All right, so our head call screener and now associate producer, Kathy Southwick, is also here, who's scrambling for her headset and microphone. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning. Just trying to catch up on my paperwork.
Okay. She's working away. I think she heard her name and she started scrambling. But you remembered to spring forward this morning.
I did. I'm here.
Yay. Yay. We all made it. And sitting across the counter from me, as I'm always delighted to say when she's here, it's Talk With Your Animal Sunday. And Darcy Pariso is here, gifted Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master. Good morning, Doris.
Good morning, and I'm happy to be here.
Good to have you here. And you sprung forward with everybody else.
I sure did. And I was at the beach yesterday with my dogs and lots of windsurfers, sailboats.
Ah, wow. Yeah. And kind of out in the Edmonds area there?
Yeah, Richmond Beach area.
Richmond Beach area. Mm-hmm. And so windsurfers out.
Yeah, yeah, pretty brave, I thought.
Yeah, well, of course, I think they wear wetsuits and stuff,
yeah,
so they don't get, you know, a freezing cold. Well, of course, if they fell in, that would not be good, but so I think you need wetsuits. But
definitely.
Well, not my cup of tea. But
no, I was on the upper ridge in kind of a safer area.
Yeah, I appreciate watching them, yeah. But somebody else can do that job. And more winds, of course, predicted for today, so... Were there a lot of dogs out at the dog park and all of that?
No, not really. I think it was probably a little too much for them. But the interesting thing was I saw three gals, I think they were from one of the universities, and they had hammocks tied to some of the posts. And apparently they spent the night.
Wow.
And I don't know what that was like.
Wow, that's weird.
But they survived, apparently.
All right. Well, since you know Darcy's here, you know, today is... And the first thing I have to say is that I was a week ahead of myself last week. So if you're kind of tuning in and expecting Behavior Training and Healing Sunday and to call in and talk to me about your behavior and trainer calls and the new free doggy app about doggy astrology and stuff, well, guess what? I was a week ahead of myself when I was on the air last week. I didn't realize it until I was driving home that, oops. Next week is Darcy Sunday. It's Talk with Your Animals Sunday. And so the Behavior Training and Healing Sunday that I promised you is going to be next Sunday. Today is Talk with Your Animals Sunday, and Darcy Pariso is in the house. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show. So if you would like to talk to your animal friends, and Darcy can help communicate with your present and current animal friends. She can help you communicate with your animal or human loved ones on the other side. She can also answer kind of general questions, intuitive questions and so forth. And we will most likely get to phone calls after the first ad a timeout that we take here. So, you know, probably about 9:20. Is when we're going to start taking phone calls. So I'll give you a heads up. We are also, somehow, we'll get in our missing link giveaway today, although Talk with Your Animal Sundays are very popular on the phone, and once we get rolling, phone lines stay pretty full throughout the show. So we'll just kind of gauge that, and if we get to a period where we have a lull in the action and some open phone lines, we'll let you know and give you a missing link word or words of the day so you can call in and get a free bag of missing link for your animal friends. It is a great supplement designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. So the crummier the food you feed folks, the more you need missing link. And there are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, one for skin and coat, a senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There is a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, whatever you have, little pocket pets. And there is a bird formula, and there's a poultry formula, and there's a horse formula. We don't give the horse formula away on the air because it's just too big to ship for free. And but anything else is free game, and we give away a full bag, and it's sent right to your door, and we'll let you know when it's time to call in about that. If the phone lines just remain too full throughout the show to do a formal giveaway, we'll pick somebody who calls in to get the missing link. So somehow we'll cover that base. All right, now I'm going to give you phone numbers, call-in phone numbers, jot them down. It's not quite time yet. Like I said, we'll wait till after we do the first ad break, but jot these down for either the giveaway or if you want to call in for your free reading with Darcy. A local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. 1-800-298-5569. Remember, there's a 1 in front of that. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I've got to start off with some follow-up and some news alerts. One, not a great news alert, but I've got updates on the dog poisonings going on in Snohomish County around parks and so forth, and some disturbing occurrences lately. And I'll tell you about that. And then big accident at the Iditarod yesterday too. So I've got a report on that for you. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. I certainly appreciate that. And all of the great things that I post during the week, and there's a ton of really good stuff on Facebook again this week. And the Iditarod story is up there if you want to check that out. And then we'll get current events in. I try to do it about 10:50, but you know, if we're really slammed with phone calls and real busy, I'll probably put it off until the 11 o'clock hour. But we'll get current events in sometime before the end of the show, because there's new stuff and a lot of stuff on current events that I need to tell you about. So I think that's kind of the lowdown of what we're going to do today. So I guess it's time to start the show, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for anybody, if you're just tuning in, yeah, we've been on the air now for, well, let's see, 11 minutes and 48 seconds. But we're really just starting because the show is not official until we invoke the presence and honor the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work for so many, many years, but also guides Darcy's work, which kind of makes doing the show together really fun because
it does.
We chuckle a lot because since St. Francis works so closely with both of us, we often get the same information at the same time. So it'll either come out of our mouths at the same time, or I'll say something and Darcy will say, I was just going to say that, or she'll say something and I'll say, I just got that. So we have a good time
we
with
do,
that.
Yes.
And so to do that, we have a couple of prayers. And then, of course, we have the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative that we are now including. So we will start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us humans. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty. That part of official is in the books, as they say. Now it is time for, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative is something that my spiritual family has started. It's going on worldwide, and they're asking as many souls as want to participate. To participate, there are two affirmations that you say if you want to participate in this. If you're doing it at home, then the ideal goal is to do this 5 times a day. Now, I don't get to it that many times a day usually, but if you can, that's great. But even once a day is wonderful. And the first affirmation you repeat for 1 minute, which is 10 to 12 times. And then the second one, you do it 3 times. So we're going to do it together here. We're doing the abbreviated radio version. And so we're going to do each affirmation 3 times. And if you're in a position you want to repeat them out loud with me, you can. You can repeat them silently, or that you can do them on your own whenever you feel so inclined, or you can not do it at all. It's up to you. So the first one that we're going to repeat together is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And then the second one is, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. So if you want to repeat it out loud with me, you can. And here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now the second one, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right. Okay. And I know Kathy says, well, the animals could use it too, but I figure if you're doing the fill the world with peace and harmony, if the world's filled with peace and harmony, the animals will be filled with peace and harmony. And of course, since they process our stuff, if we fill us with peace and harmony, then the animals will be. So they're kind of covered in the whole in the deal.
Yeah, they pick it up.
And like I said, in order to fill the animals with peace and harmony, we have to fill ourselves with peace and harmony first. Okay. All right, now, I don't have, well, there's tons of good news about animals. Well, I know I can tell you, but there's lots of good news about animals on the Animal World Facebook page. So just so you know, you can find that there. But a couple of, the first one, a little follow-up. You know, we've talked so much about SeaWorld and the whales. Well, more truth is coming out. And I did post this on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, but you all probably are familiar with Tilikum, one of the big male whale that SeaWorld has and that they use for breeding and so forth. And apparently it has come out this week that Tilikum is dying of a really serious bacterial infection. Bless his heart, you know, he's not been happy in captivity. He is the one that is the whale that has attacked, you know, a number of trainers and actually killed one. And I think really was the inspiration, bless his heart, he's serving a higher purpose. I think he really was kind of the inspiration that maybe triggered the documentary film Blackfish that is doing so much to help end orcas in captivity. But the truth that's coming out this week and why you want to read this article is those behind the scenes are now finally fessing up that when orcas pass, when they die in an aquarium situation, it's a very painful and violent death, and which just saddened me no end. And asking all of you, and maybe, you know, Darcy might have something from tuning in, you know, to Tilikum and so forth, but I think that it would be very appropriate if for anything, when I was saying about, you know, the fill me with peace and harmony, that we didn't need to do that for the animals. I think this is one case where it would be really good to do this for the animals. And I'm seeing Bamboo, too. So maybe Lord fill Tilikum whale and Bamboo elephant with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. I think that would be a really good prayer to say for him. Are you tuning in and getting any feeling for this, Darcy?
You know, I'm feeling that a prayer chain is really powerful because they feel it. You know, energy travels wherever your intention goes, and it helps them so much. And I feel that prayers for Tilikum will really, really help. It feels that instead of being in a place of suffering, my words that I'm hearing are that it lightens the load, that it helps the crossing, the passing. It's easier for him. It's so important that we do this.
Yep. So if you all hold Tilikum orca whale in your love and light and bless him and pray for him. And if nothing else comes to your heart, just fill Tilikum with peace and harmony, and help his transition be as peaceful and harmonious as possible. I know that a lot of his suffering is serving a higher purpose and bringing a strong... Yeah, see, Darcy...
I was getting that.
You got the same message, huh?
I was hearing that this is definitely the higher purpose. He chose to do this. It's a life purpose, a big part of the life purpose. And then he's carried a heavy load, and he's exhausted. His energy feels like it's down to nothing. He's really ready to leave.
Yeah, but bless his heart, yes. he has brought attention to a really huge atrocity that we humans have been inflicting on these orcas for so many generations, and it's time now to stop.
You know, he spends a lot of time out of his body, so that's been his saving grace, and now to be permanently, you know, to be back at home, with his loved ones is going to be really wonderful for him and very, very healing.
Yeah, so please pray for Telkom. The second news story that is important here in the last couple of days is there was a huge, it's appearing to be an irresponsible accident at the Iditarod race, you know, up in Alaska. And the first and foremost, I just want to say, any of you that have listened, you know that I am not a supporter of the Iditarod. And that's a whole nother, but let's just leave it at that, because that's not what we're here to talk about today. I'm not a supporter of the race itself. I think there are kinder and better ways to do this as a sport and not put the dogs in so much jeopardy. But apparently a snowmobiler came out of nowhere and they thought intentionally attacked two of the teams and ran the snowboard into the dog teams and the sleds. And one of the dogs was killed. And the musher, you know, the guy whose team it was adamant, saying that it was obvious that this was an intentional attack and done on purpose and all of this stuff. And I posted the story last night on the Animal World Facebook page as soon as it came out. And, you know, said, boy, I sure hope they catch this guy and all of that, and said some prayers. And then not too long after that, another report came out that they did find the person. And it appears at this point, from what I know, that it seems to be a case of drunken driving by the snowmobiler. I mean, they are up in Alaska, and apparently the guy was at a bar and got really tanked and then got in his snowmobile and apparently was so drunk that it passed out or something. So it would appear, which in a way is good news, that it wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. It was a horrible accident and irresponsible on the part, of course, you know, the drunken snowmobiler. But I just pray that he learned his lesson. And unfortunately, you know, it's unfortunate that a dog had to die. But it looks like it was not an attack on the Iditarod itself or intentional. It was simply
negligence.
Who knows? Negligence and drunk driving.
Yeah.
And who knows, that would happen with snowmobiles in Alaska, but
it's going to be a wake-up call to a lot of people.
Yep. Okay. And then the last, this is a local alert for everyone in the Snohomish County area, is that there has been a series of dog poisonings in the area going on for some time. It's happening usually at parks around Snohomish County. There are a number of them that there have been dog poisonings. It's someone's leaving poison dog treats, like in sandwiches covered in rat poison or meatballs covered in rat poison. There is a Facebook page that you can go to for more details. And the Facebook page is Stop Snohomish County Criminals. Stop Snohomish County Criminals is the Facebook page. And you can go there and get the details and all the different parks. It is foremost in my mind and heart right now because dogs in my area, out in the Monroe area, were affected this last weekend. And they happen to be dogs that, they're part of my heart, not because I don't know the family, I don't know them, but they were on Old Owen Road by the cemetery, and I drive that road almost every day, and I've seen these dogs. It's a lovely little property. In fact, it's my favorite Christmas lights of the season at this place, and they have a chain link fence that goes right to the road. But these dogs, the two yellow labs, I have seen them often there, but I've never seen them out when their people weren't around. And they're not out just generally, and I've never seen them barking or carrying on or causing any kind of problem or anything, but apparently they started getting sick last Sunday night, and they rushed them in on Monday. One of the dogs died. The other one survived. I did see it yesterday or Friday when I was driving home in the early evening with these people outside. This was before I knew that there had been a problem, but there was only one dog, and then I knew why when I got home. But you need to be on the alert. There is a description of one woman, a blonde woman, they say like 20s to early 30s, sometimes hair in a ponytail, sometimes a baseball cap, that may be driving a maroon sedan, and that she's been spotted in a number of parks giving treats, dog treats, to dogs. And if you see this woman, you're to call 911 right away. Yesterday, a photograph was posted that's supposed to be her, but I could not verify it, and it wasn't posted on the Stop Snohomish County Criminals Facebook page. So I didn't post it because I couldn't be sure that it was really legitimate. Now I asked Darcy to tune in to this situation before the show. And Darcy, is it just one person? Because they're thinking that it might be a group of people. But what did you get related to this?
You know, I heard that there were three people, and it feels like that, yes, there's the woman, but there's two other people that have either maybe possibly been with her or know about it. It feels like there are other people that know about this.
And know who it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I also wanted to add that I live in King County. I'm just, you know, barely, you know, just a little bit away from the Snohomish border. So I'm in, it's considered shoreline, Richmond Beach. And there was a notice in the Richmond Beach neighborhood online news that said that there were dogs poisoned at Boeing Creek Park, and that was about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah, and this has been going on for a little while, but, you know, this latest one was just this last weekend out in the Monroe area, and this time it's a private residence. But anyway, you can go on this Stop Snohomish County Criminals Facebook page, like it, and then all of the reports will come up, and you can read the details. But at this point, and it feels like, Darcy, you're saying that someone may turn her in, someone knows and may actually turn her in. I keep praying that maybe the people or person responsible will do something stupid and get caught, and that they can they get the help that they need. I mean, it's very hard, even like Darcy and I were saying, it's just really hard to wrap your head and your heart around this situation, to even understand it, to fathom what could be so devastatingly effective to humans to make them do this. But and you said you got that they're getting a feeling of, how did you describe that? A thrill of some kind.
Oh, euphoric. There's a feeling of euphoria around it. Yes. Yeah. And definitely, you know, disturbed energy and kind of the thrill of not getting caught. And also, but there's a feeling of payback and anger with this. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what came to me. And it also feels like there's somebody around her that is really pretty nervous, pretty scared, and in that position of, like, what do I do? And they just want to keep it to themselves and shut it down because it may incriminate themselves.
And
possibly.
You said sometimes you saw her tucking her head up underneath
her hair. Yeah, I said, does she put her hair under a hat? Because that's what I felt.
Very well, with the description out now that she wears a ponytail or the cap, if she's still doing this, she could be stuffing her hair up in a cap. But Just be cautious.
Yes.
You know, and check if you're in the questionable areas, you know, check your yards before you let your dogs out and so forth, and just be cautious, and if you see anything suspicious, call 911 and let's get this person off the streets and get the help that they need. I mean, I just can't fathom what could be so messed up within someone to do this sort of thing, but
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? It's
but they need
disturbing.
To be caught, and they need help.
Yes,
so
definitely.
There you go. All right, and then the good news. Okay, there's lots of good news stories on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page about animals, and some great videos this week and photographs and so forth, and lots of love pictures and stuff. But one of the good news story would be that they have discovered a mushroom that may protect our bees and the beehives, and because it is killing the mite, that the one of the causes of the colony bee collapses, it's mites and toxins and this kind of stuff, but it strengthens their immune system. It kills the mites. They're figuring out ways to build beehives with this mushroom powder in them and so forth. Anyway, it's looking really good for the bees, that this might be a tremendous help for them. And what they're seeing so far is really, really encouraging. So that's the good news.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so we are behind schedule. My apologies to those of you on hold, but all lines are full but one. If you'd like to get in line for readings with Darcy, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, which is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and stay right where you are. We'll start taking phone calls as soon as we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link was created. They start with all human-grade, all whole-natural raw food sources, figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen, comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and does wonders for skin and coat issues. And there are lots of formulas to choose from. There are three formulas for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian wellness blend. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company and give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or check them out online at www.missinglinksupplements.com. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Now, you heard us talking about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. That would be my spiritual family and the Ananda Meditation Temple off the Bothell, on the Bothell Everett Highway. And I just want to let you know that next Saturday evening is our annual Spring Equinox celebration. I think celebrating the divine in nature and ourselves is the theme this year. It is free at the Ananda Meditation Temple. I hope you come and join me. I will be there. And my friend Krista Gibson, who is the co-editor and publisher of the New Spirit Journal, will be the guest speaker for the event. It's from 7:30 to 8:30 at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. And like I said, it's free. All are welcome. And there will be a selection of delightful hors d'oeuvres after the event for you to enjoy. So I hope you'll join us next Saturday evening at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell, 7:30 to 8:30 for the free spring equinox celebration. Oh, and that reminds me that my friend Krista Gibson from New Spirit Journal will also be a guest on KKNW this afternoon, the Jupiter Rising Show. I believe that's at 2 p.m. this afternoon, Mike, isn't it? Yeah. So the Jupiter Rising Show at 2 p.m. See, so you can listen to Animal World. We got regular programming today. Yeah, okay. So you can listen to Animal World. Well, we got all kinds of friends on the air today, for heaven's sakes. You can listen right after Animal World will be an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, only this week it's not with Robin Alexis. It's with a friend of both mine and Darcy, Colby Wilk, who is local here from the Seattle area, and he filled in for Robin last week on the Mystic Radio show. So you can listen to Colby Wilk on Mystic Radio from 1 to 2 p.m. after Animal World, and then at 2 p.m. is the Jupiter Rising show, and Krista Gibson will be a guest on that show.
Yeah.
So we just took care of your Sunday. There you go.
There you go. I was thinking that. Yeah. And, Mystic Radio was a great show. I listened in.
Yeah, I did too. I was driving to a private session, but I was able to listen to the show while I was driving. Colby did a great job. Alrighty then. So that takes care of business. Now it's time to get to the phones. And we've got an expected call here because a client of mine that I really can't wait to do this. So from Lake Stevens, Lynn, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just great.
Hey, Lynn.
How you doing, Martha?
Good, good. I'm so glad you got through. And I'm going to kind of just tell this briefly so we can get to Darcy reading this. You're calling about your little beagle, Remy, right?
Correct.
And how old is Remy now?
Remy is now 2 years old. We'll be 2 years old next week.
And Remy has an interesting story in that she was a research beagle at the University of Washington, correct?
Yes, it's a non-invasive blood draw program, and she was used for the first year, well, up until we adopted her in December, so a year and three quarters of her life. Yes.
And isn't that kind of the way, whatever this program is, they breed these beagles for the program, but then they only use them for a year or so?
Yes, and then they make sure they get adopted out to loving so that they can live the rest of their life out of the program.
Yeah. And
I believe it's for cancer research.
Okay. So you knew when you adopted Remy that, of course, you were adopting a former research dog.
Absolutely.
And expected there might be some baggage.
Yep.
Which is a logical assumption.
Yeah.
Well,
but when I talked to the program director, who was the one that set us up for the adoption, they have had they've had 100% adoption outreach. They keep in touch with the people that adopt the animals and stay in touch with them and contact with them. And Remy's situation is a little unique. She's one that's having more trouble than anybody else has had.
So they do follow these dogs when they're adopted out and tell you that most are successful adoptions.
Yes.
Without problems, huh?
Yes, correct. In fact, the program director has two of her own, so it's been really nice. I've had a good relationship with her, and we stay in contact. She's always sending me emails, how's Remy doing? And the situation where Remy just is not bonding with my husband is very unique to them. They have not heard of this before.
Yeah, so this is, she's a sweet little girl. She came to you, very sensitive with a lot of, shyness and so forth.
Sure.
But bonded with you right away.
Yeah, she seemed to pick up with me really quickly. Of course, I was the one feeding her, and I was the one spending the most time with her.
Okay.
So that kind of came along naturally for her.
And your husband, who's a very sweet guy, loves dogs.
Yep, very benign.
she just absolutely doesn't want to have anything to do with him.
Right, when he's in a vertical position where he is standing up, or if he's sitting in a chair and he moves, then she stands back about 6 feet and barks at him. We call it gruffing because she does a bark, and then she does this little under her breath and puts her head down like she's, you know, telling him, you know, sit down. You can't move.
Yeah, and she and if she's forced to stay close, she goes into extreme fear to shivering and shaking.
Right, except when...
Now the interesting thing is there's an exception to this, Darcy.
Okay.
So tell us about the exception.
The exception is at night when we lay in bed, she will come up on the bed and take treats from him and let him pet her. She's still a little, you know, she's a little skittish, but not... She's to the point where she'll sit and let him pet her and feed her treats. She doesn't quite make eye contact the whole entire time, but he can interact with her on that bed when he is laying down. But if he gets up, she's off the bed and out of there.
So she's very bonded with Lynn, doing great there. We have what mother-in-law
mm-hmm.
who is on the property, and so when Lynn and her husband are off at work during the day, Remy is still confined in the bedroom because she's still young and still, you know, getting solid on house training and so forth after her research days, and so Lynn's husband gets home or the mother-in-law comes over during the day to take Remy out to go to the bathroom and so forth. And that was dicey to start with, but she has accepted your mother-in-law and likes her now, right?
Yep. She jumps on her and greets her when she comes in the door.
Now, husband gets home before Lynn, and husband will let Remy out, but she won't have anything to do with him. She runs away and stays away from him, but she doesn't bark at him when it's just her and him. She just stays away from him, and he can't approach her or do anything.
Right.
When Lynn comes home... I think it's like her pack coming home, and then she starts the barking at him and trying going after him and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So then Lynn and her husband found me. I went and I have already done a session with them, and that was has that been a couple months ago now, or how long?
Well, it's been at least I think it was the 15th of February, around that area. So it's been over a month.
I saw them. And it did seem to be a classic case to start with, Darcy, in that what I found often, you know, dogs coming out of, you know, research labs, this kind mm-hmm. of thing, can have some fears related to humans and because of the handling that's gone on and so forth. And we, of course, we didn't know who were handling these dogs at the U, and were there men involved and all of that, because she seems to warm up easier to women than to men. I have found in my experience in working with shy dogs that have this kind of problem is that often it's because the man that wants to bond with the dog is so eager to bond and loves them so much, they try too hard to make friends with the dog. And the trying to make friends actually feels threatening to the dog, and they become more and more frightened of them, not accepting them. And that seemed to be the case with Lynn's husband, because he's really a wonderful man and loves dogs, and he tried, you know, very hard to have a friendship with her. So I, you know, they've done all the classic things in terms of, you know, husband just backing off and ignoring and Lynn taking charge and having a Remy on a leash and now disciplining, interrupting the barking and disciplining her, verbal reprimands and a negative sound interruption, which worked for a while.
Yeah, about a week, and then she decided the can that we were using.
Yeah, a little shake can for the sound interruption, negative association, wasn't impressive anymore.
No.
She would just move away from it, which dogs often do. But then I say, well, put them on a leash, make them stay close.
Right.
She doesn't like being on the leash and umbilical corded to Lynn. So now if she's off leash, she'll still bark at husband, and he's still doing ignore, but she's fine in the bed with him. So Lynn's having to put the leash on and if she barks, and then take it off if she doesn't. which seems to be helping some, but we're really not making any progress here. So we really, I want to know where, I think it's important for Dr. Nels to work on this dog, because I'm sure she's stuck in the freeze-flight mechanism. I'm wondering about thyroid function and possible Pleckner imbalance, you know, a blocked thyroid or hypothyroid with the fears. Gosh, we've got all kinds of possibilities. I could go with a tougher behavior modification program. There's all kinds of things going on, but we just decided that let's have Darcy tune in and see what you get from little Miss Remy, and if you can kind of help us get direction on what we need to do to work through this.
Okay, well, the first thing I do agree with you, Martha, about having just one person, and another person in the family can have the best intentions to want to bond, of course, but she's looking at this kind of from an energy perspective. And also, Lynn feels like, when I look at you, Lynn, I just feel safety. And because...
So she feels Lynn is safety.
Yeah, because okay. Remy's been handled by different people, and she bonded more so with one person than the others. There were a couple that she liked, but the inconsistent...
You're talking at the laboratory?
At the laboratory, okay. Yes. But there was some, you know, inconsistencies or changes, and it feels like there was a kind of a steady person or couple of people, but it's really healing for her to be with one person and to feel solid, and you're that person. And so that's the okay. first thing that's going on. So there's a lot of, like, energy things here. The first thing I saw was...
So that was kind of her pattern from the beginning as a young a puppy and into this program. She was only yeah. bonded with one of the people.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, she... it feels
there was a small group of people that handled her on a regular basis.
Yeah.
She had her regulars.
Mm-hmm.
She was the lab favorite, though. Everybody in the lab, but she was the favorite.
Yeah.
And in the lab, she was the most friendly and approachable and... entertaining.
Okay.
So, yeah. But there weren't any men that handled her that we know of.
Oh, there were not any men.
No,
that handled her.
Most of them were women. The only gentleman I met when I was there to adopt her that day was somebody from another program that was helping us adopt her, and he went and got her and put her in the crate, and that was it. He didn't have too much interaction with the dogs every day. He'd walk through the lab, but he didn't do any of the blood draws or the feedings or anything like that.
Well, what I got was that she really sees you as safety. When she looks at you, you're her world, you're her safety, and beyond you, there's fear. It's not just your husband, it would be, you know, most people. And she's really clinging to you especially, and I really felt there needed to be an energy clearing. So Dr. Nels would be great for this.
Okay.
Well, but when you're saying energy clearing... because, you know, he does the bioenergetic synchronization technique.
Right.
And can pull her out of the freeze flight, but he doesn't do necessarily energy balancing. That's more like Jude and Paul and the harmonic stuff.
And she needs both. She
needs
really
both?
Does.
Okay.
Because as soon as you started talking, I wrote down, I asked Archangel Raphael to come in and start sending some Reiki, start sending some Reiki to have her just kind of relax, because... She feels almost clingy to you, like, I need you, I just want you, you're my safety. And your husband is a great guy, but it's also when he talks to her, he kind of projects his energy forward, and she sees that as threatening. And that's where I see Dr. Nels being really helpful. But also the balancing of her. She's a really sweet dog, but she's like, words I'm getting are something like she's heavily loaded on one side, so the balancing would be great.
Okay. Now, can Dr. Nels, would it be better for him to work on her in person? Can he do it remotely? Should we do it immediately? Can we wait until, I think, the second Sunday of April is the next time he'll be on the show?
I feel that the sooner that you can move her out of this position condition, better.
Okay, now what I'm saying is that if he comes to their home, he does a house call and works on her, that might could be a benefit. If he brings in a balancing to her, it's a male bringing in the balancing to her, that might help her open up more to the husband?
I think so, but I also felt that by physically, I think he does a great job remotely, that would work, but by physically being in your home, I also feel that there might be some balancing with your husband and in the home also, but that may be more for Jude and Paul.
Well, except that he could work on, you know, see, he often works on the humans and the dog. So maybe he needs to do work on, you would have him come when your husband is there so he could work on him too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, and I was getting that. And that would be, you know, his call if that's what he feels. But I think it would be really helpful because it would bring things into alignment, into balance. And then see how long Remy could hold that, because I think it's the first important step.
Okay, so one thing, this will definitely pursue this, Lynn. I'm going to have you go to his website, which is NellsHealingMinistry.com. N-E-L-S, NellsHealingMinistry.com. Click on, like, healing packages, I think is it. And then I think at the bottom of that page, there's a form you fill out for an evaluation.
Okay.
And you'll do that, and then he'll call you. And this part doesn't cost you anything. He does like I do, a free phone evaluation. And he spends sometimes half an hour or more on the phone with people talking about what's going on. And then he may have a good sense of what's needed to do. I think what I want to do here, we're not done. I wanted Lynn to be the first caller because we were going to have to go in a bunch of details, and there's some other stuff we want to ask about. But I'm going to put you on hold, Lynn, so we can take care of our advertisers, and then we'll bring you back. And the rest of you callers, hold on to your line, but I think this call is going to take us through this hour, and then we'll get right to phone calls on the other side and pick everybody up as quickly as we can. But we've got to finish with Lynn and Remy. So, Lynn, you stay tuned. We're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, because without them, we can't do these kind of shows. So Animal World continues, more with Darcy Pariso and Talking with Your Animals straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday at 2 p.m. March 13th, we will welcome the wonderful Krista Gibson, a long-standing member of the metaphysical community here in the Northwest, as well as editor-in-chief of the New Spirit Journal. We'll be talking about the metaphysical world in the Seattle area, and she will be bringing us up to date on her latest activities. That's the Jupiter Rising Show, this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk With Your Animals Sunday. Gifted animal intuitive medium and Reiki master Darcy Pariso's in the house. We're in the middle of a conversation with Lynn and Lake Stevens about her rescue Remy Beagle from UW Lab. And Lynn, are you still with us?
I still am.
Okay, so during the break, I was trying to hone Darcy in a little bit and asked if the Dr. Nell's working on Remy, is that the first and the foremost thing we should be doing right now? Or should we be getting her in for blood tests with Dr. Bill, you know, of the EI1 and the thyroid? Now, tell Lynn what you got about that, Darce.
So what I see, the first thing I see is that she has this feeling of being startled, being caught off guard, and that's the fight or flight. And so this feels very energetic to me. Whether something physical shows up later, I don't see it. I don't see it as anything that's standing out. If there's anything physical, it's definitely on the bottom or
right.
Or
so
low on
so
the first
so,
so
getting,
I go
doing blood testing or anything like that now is not where we need to go.
And I feel
and you
like,
said it felt heavy on once she
yeah,
feels
yeah her when I look at her energy, it's like heavy on the left on the left side, and it's like it needs to be integrated.
Now, isn't that interesting? The left side, of course, is female. Right side is male, and you're seeing the energy heavy on the female side, which, of course, she's comfortable with female, not with male. And you say you see this energy needing to be smoothed out.
Right.
See, and that's what Dr. Nell's, he would do. He would be able to balance all of that.
Uh-huh. And what I heard with this, too, is that as far as Remy, she doesn't know what she doesn't know. And I can, you know, that to me, that is referring to male energy. I mean, she's been handled by, you know, kind, sweet women, and that's what she knows. And anything else is feels threatening to her. And I think she's a really sweet, sweet girl. And this doesn't feel like it's a like it's would be difficult to solve once we get on the right path. And
yeah,
I think Dr. Nell's would be a really great.
All right. So, and Dr. Nell's is very intuitive too, Lynn. So I think if you fill out that intake form, and then he'll call you for that free eval. And then and you can fill him in on all of this. I think I may have even mentioned you and Remy to him, you know, in the last month or so. But I'm happy to talk to him too if we need to. But he should have a sense of whether or not he needs to come on a regular basis for a while, or whether one treatment may do it. I know I told you to jot some things down. Is there anything else we wanted to ask about?
No, the only other thing I've noticed with her is excessive shedding. But, I mean, I'm sure that comes from fear, anxiety.
Yep, stress can be the shedding thing.
Exactly. So I took note of the missing link because, you know, a supplement for her would probably be good. The laboratory mixed food that they were on was really low grade.
Mm.
You know,
now, have you started her on missing link?
No, I didn't. I just took notes on that today, hearing you guys talk about that.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we, since we've got, you know, phone lines are crammed and they're going to be, let's just, I'm going to make an executive decision and decide that Remy should get our missing link giveaway today. So when we finish this call, Mike, put Lynn back on hold. And Kathy, you're going to give we're going to give missing link to Remy and Lynn, okay? So she'll come back and get you after we're done, Lynn.
Okay.
But it sounds like the biggest thing, there are other things we could do, because I can step up the program. You know, we can, Lynn said, should I get on a plane, go visit my relatives and just leave her with my husband to deal? Well, that's a possibility. So we could adjust all of this, but it feels like you feel really strongly, Darcy, that Dr. Nell's is what we need to do right now, and that just very well may now that you guys are all educated, mm-hmm. not doing the wrong things,
yeah.
what we're doing behavior modification-wise will work once he straightens out her energy. Is that kind of what you're getting?
I think she's going to improve a lot, and then maybe she can start spending some time with your husband a little here, a little there, kind of turn the reins over a little bit, work with Martha.
Right.
So,
and,
yeah, once we get yeah. Dr. Nels involved, then we can tweak the behavior mod, Lynn. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
It sure does.
Okay.
I mean, I have the leash right now that'll keep the barking under control and we're home.
All right, excellent. So you get that form filled out for Dr. Nels at NelsHealingMinistry.com. Call me if you need any more information. And if I remember, I'll shoot Dr. Nels an email when I get home today, provided I have power. And
yeah.
And then we'll keep in touch and go from there, okay?
One last thing,
okay.
Lynn.
Oh,
I just want to add one last thing. Would you talk to Remy and tell her, and we can tell her now, that she's safe? That your husband is somebody that you love and you trust, and that she can trust him. And then, you know, just keep saying those words. Even though you're demonstrating it, she needs to hear it. And, you know, just talk to her and tell her exactly how you feel. And she needs to hear it from you.
Okay.
So start talking to her. And they got the communication stuff when I
yeah.
was there.
Okay.
Yep. So
yep.
talk to her, imagine it. Okay. But Darcy says it's important that she hear it from you to trust your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that she's safe. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll keep everybody posted once we see how this all shakes out. So thanks
okay.
for calling Animal World.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. Opens up a line for you at 425-3. Oh. No, it doesn't open up a line. She's got to get the missing link going first. So we are going to close out hour number one. We're going to fire up hour number two, and we're going to get right back to our phone calls. And gosh, we're going to New York and San Diego and all over the place. So stay right where you are, everybody. It's Talk With Your Animal Sunday on Animal World, and we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.